It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stingler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
Two things you have to feel great about tonight if you're a Padres fan. First, the Padres have now won 8 in a row, and they have won 11 of their last 12 games. Second, your San Diego Padres have now taken sole possession of first place in the National League West after the Giants lost to the Dodgers earlier today. And going along with that point, the Padres, get ready for this, Padres fans. The Padres now own the best record in baseball. They moved to 29-17 on the season, and the Red Sox are the next best team. They are 29-18, so they have one more loss, but they are tied for the number of wins. But that is not a big deal because the Padres, I mean, I don't think anybody thought about this 3 weeks ago that the Padres are going to be the best team in baseball. There was a lot of panic happening here in San Diego with the Padres, but now they are on a roll. That is an understatement. Like I said, 8 in a row, 11 of their last 12, and you have to love what you're seeing from the Padres. They are aggressive on the base pass. They have Denelson Lamet throwing 3 innings tonight, looking great, striking out 5. You got Ryan Weathers pitching 4 innings, and he only gave up 1 run. You have Craig Stammen coming in, getting a really quick 1 inning of work in, and he struck out 2. Everything is working for the Padres right now. Mateo stole a base. Profar stole a base. Tatis Jr. stole a base. And I can't say enough about this Padres team. They have been able to do things that no one thought they were going to be able to do during the time that they've done it. And that would be missing a lot of their players for the first start of this streak. And now, all of a sudden, they're sitting there at the top of the National League West, and they're sitting there at the top of all of baseball. This is very exciting, Padres fans. So please, give us a call. I'm Matt Scraby, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. The Padres win tonight 6-4. It was a little bit more dramatic than we thought it was going to be. It was they had to bring in Mark Melancon to close it down. He got another save, and that will be his 16th save on the season. And I don't really have words to explain where we were a couple weeks ago and where we are now. And that's just baseball for you. And the Padres have kicked it into high gear. It's a whole different team. Fernando Tatis Jr. went 2-for-3 tonight. He's raised his batting average to .290. He's doing things that we saw him do last year and the year before, where he's stretching singles into doubles and making it look easy. Ha-Seong Kim, you know, he has struggled at the plate a little bit, but he still is performing very well defensively, and you're getting people like Austin Nola. He's involved. He gets 2 walks tonight, or he gets on base twice with 2 walks. He had a hit as well. He went 1-for-2. But then you got Tommy Pham, and Tommy Pham has been the butt of a lot of jokes for the Padres fans this year, but he walked 4 times tonight, so he's finding different ways to get on base. Everything is working for the Padres right now. So please, if you want to join us and comment on what you saw tonight at the game, if you're leaving the game, 833-288-0973. We're waiting on Jay Stingler to meet with the media so that we can hear what he had to say about tonight. All good things, I'm sure. I think what we can take away from tonight is that Denelson Lamet looks like he's ready to start, and he's ready to start now. He went 3 innings, very strong. He had 41 pitches on the night, 31 for strikes. five strikeouts. I don't think that they can afford to use Denelson Lamet out of the bullpen any longer, because he's too good. He's pitching too well. His slider's working. Everything is working for him. And it seems like he can cruise through a couple, at least five innings as a starter. And I know I'm getting a little greedy, but tonight he went through three innings and it was very easy work for him. So we're going to be talking about Denelson Lamet a lot tonight. Craig Stammen gets the win for the Padres. He moves to 3-1 on the year. And I don't know if you know how good Craig Stammen has been this year. His ERA is now 1.69. And three wins is pretty darn good for the Padres reliever. All right, we're still waiting on Jace Tingler. Let's go to break real quick and get situated. When we come back, we're going to do some game highlights. We're going to get to the phones. We're going to talk to Coach, and we're going to hear from Jace Tingler. So we'll do all that when we get back. But the Padres have beaten the Mariners 6-4. They've won 8 straight. They are now the National League West leaders after the Giants lost to the Dodgers earlier today, and they are top of baseball with the record at 29-17. All amazing things to talk about. So we'll get to all that when we get back here on the Padres postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby, and this is 97.3 The Fan.
This is Eric Hosmer from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
We'll be hearing from Eric Hosmer in just one second. This is Matt Scraby with you here on 97.3 The Fan, Padres postgame show. The Padres take down the Mariners 6-4, and I'm watching a video of Austin Nola on the field right now with a chain that the Padres have, and it spins as well. So make sure you go on Twitter and check that out. We're going to get to some of your calls in a little bit, but we have to go through some of the game highlights here from Jace Tingler and talk to Coach. So please stay right there if you want to join us. 833-288-0973, or you can tweet me at Matt Scraby. And I will try to fit in some of your tweets later on in the postgame show. But first, let's go back through everything that happened tonight.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at EcoWaterSoCal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's EcoWaterSoCal.com.
Well, the first inning did not see the offense we saw from the Padres last night, and both sides made it through the first without scoring. In the top of the second, Ryan Weathers allowed two singles to the 8-9 hitter, but was able to get out of it. He did throw 40 pitches in two innings. It turned out to be no big deal. The Padres took the lead off Justice Sheffield and the Mariners in the bottom of the second after Austin Nola walked, and Ha-Sung Kim battled with an 8-pitch at-bat, resulting in this.
Let you know how serious it is.
2-2, ground ball, third base, and fair down the line. Seager couldn't get there. Nola hits second on his way to third. Kelnick digging it out of the corner. They'll wave Nola. Crawford cuts off the throw. There is no relay, and an RBI double. Ha-Sung Kim to give the Padres a 1-0 lead in the second.
You can hear how loud the crowd, and we're getting set for a full Petco Park here in just a few weeks. And so if that's the sound of the crowd now, I can't imagine what the sound of the crowd is going to be like in a few weeks. The Mariners wasted no time, though, getting back into the game. In the top of the third, and their best hitter, Mitch Haniger, turned a 94-mile-an-hour fastball around.
Lewis and Seager to follow, 2-3 and 4 against Weathers, as this pitch is hit really well out to deep left field. Pham's going back. He's at the wall. He will climb the wall, but he will not have a chance to make a play. Now five rows up and out, a home run for Mitch Haniger, his 13th of the season. And just like that, the game is tied 1-1.
Top of the third was the toughest inning for Ryan Weathers, but he limited the damage to just that home run. And the bottom of the third saw the Padres go down after Jake Cronenworth struck out, and the Mariners caught Jerks and Profar stealing to end the inning. Top of the fourth was the most efficient for Weathers. He only needed 8 pitches to get through that inning. Moving to the bottom half of the fourth, it started with a Tatis leadoff double, but after an Eric Hosmer flyout to J.P. Crawford, Tatis tried to steal third, and Justice Sheffield caught him before he started home with the pitch, and Kyle Seager tagged out Tatis. Otherwise, nothing going on for the Padres. Ryan Weathers, though, he went 4 strong innings once again, striking out 2, only giving up an earned run with a homer surrendered to Mitch Haniger. He threw 67 pitches on the night and 46 of those for strikes, so very good night for Ryan Weathers. Craig Stammen, he replaced Ryan Weathers and continued his dominant year, striking out 2 and getting through the top of the fifth, 1-2-3. Jorge Mateo led off the fifth with a single into center. Joe Musgrove, yes, that's right, Joe Musgrove, pinch hit, laid down a perfect sacrifice bunt to move Mateo over to second. Then Mateo tried to steal third, and the crowd went nuts.
Here's the pitch, and going from second, Mateo throw down to third, goes into left field. Jorge will come in to score, and the Padres take a 2-1 lead. Mateo steals second, scores on the throwing error by Murphy. And you talk about manufacturing a run. There you go.
Speed kills, and it can't be top.
Speed does kill. Jorge Mateo scoring there. And Tom Murphy, he had a tough night for the Mariners. But right after that, things broke wide open for the Padres. Tommy Pham walked. Jerks and Profar moved Pham to third with a single to right. The Mariners intentionally walked Fernando Tatis Jr. And Eric Hosmer, he took that personally.
Bases loaded, two down. Two balls and two strikes to Haas. Here's the pitch and a liner into left field for a base hit. Pham has come in to score. Profar behind him. Kelnick's throw will roll behind the plate. Now it gets away. Tatis going to try and score. The throw, not in time. All three runs come in. The throw gets away again. And now Hosmer down to third base. A two-run double and two errors. And now a 5-1 Padre lead in the fifth.
And that was a really, really good call by Jesse Agler. There was a ton happening on that play, and he called everything and made it very easy to understand. So it was 5-1. It was a 5-run bottom of the fifth for the Padres. That led to Denelson Lamet getting some work in. He came in the top of the sixth and sat the Mariners down 1-2-3. Padres got a base runner in the bottom of the sixth, but nothing happening for them. Denelson Lamet then again faced the Mariners in the top of the seventh, gave up a single, but the Mariners never threatened. Fernando Tatis Jr. led off the bottom of the seventh with a missile into left field, 106 miles an hour off the bat. Second double of the game for Fernando Tatis Jr. There was some movement on the base path, but nothing comes from it. Lamet came back out for the top of the eighth, and the Mariners, they added one more with a Jacob Nottingham sacrifice fly, and that was it for Denelson Lamet. He looked great tonight, and he looked like he's ready for the starter role. He pitched three innings, giving up only two hits, an unearned run, and struck out five batters on 41 pitches, with 31 of those being strikes. So, very good night for Lamet. Fast forward to the top of the ninth, and Austin Adams on to close out the game. He struggled to find his command, as we have seen at times. He gave up a double, then Tom Murphy scored to make it 6-3 Padres. Adams hits Sam Haggerty with a pitch, and Jace Tingler, he had seen enough. He went to the bullpen to bring in closer Mark Melancon. The Mariners weren't going to go down quietly. Melancon got the second out by striking out rookie Jared Kelnick. Then Haniger hits a little dribbler down the third baseline. Melancon throws the ball into the ground, and Hosmer couldn't scoop it, which scored Sam Haggerty, and the game was within two, 6-4 Padres. And with a runner on first, Mark Melancon had Kyle Lewis in an 0-2 count.
Two outs in the ninth inning. Melancon ready. Here's the pitch. Tried to check his swing. They appeal. He went, and that is a strikeout, and that is the ball game. Padres win another 8 in a row as they beat the Mariners 6-4 here tonight behind great pitching from Weathers and Stammen and Lamet. And Mark Melancon comes out to pick up his 16th save in his many opportunities.
And that would be Mark Melancon, as you just heard Jesse say, 16th save. And it's just crazy how he's been able to go out there and just lock down every game that he's pretty much appeared in. So that was it for the Padres. They win 6-4 on they score six runs on eight hits. They did have one error. The Mariners, on the other side, they scored four runs on nine hits, but they did have three very, very damaging errors that cost them the game. The Padres moved to 29-17 on the year, while the Mariners moved to 21-25. Craig Stammen gets the win. He moves to 3-1. Justice Sheffield gets the loss for the Mariners. He moves to 3-4. And as we just said, Mark Melancon gets the save for the Padres, his 16th of the year. We are going to waste no time right now. I know we have a few callers. Hang on the line, 833-288-0973. But we can't leave the manager. We can't leave him waiting for us to get to his post-game press conference. So here is Jay Stingler meeting with the media after the game.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. The Cook's Asian Resource.
Hey, Jace, how much was that fifth inning kind of emblematic of what you want from this team. You've got Joe Musgrove with the sack bunt, some big hits, Mateo with the wheels. How much did that kind of encapsulate this team?
Yeah, that was our best offensive, inning there. And you're right, Joe pinch hits. And, I guess it starts with Mateo with the two strike hit, and then Joe steps up and gets the bunt down. And obviously we have good at bats behind it. And then, Haas steps up with the two strike line drive to left. And really, I've loved the way we've ran the bases, all year. I thought like last night, for whatever reason, as kind of looking up, I just thought guys were flying around the bases. And then, same thing tonight. And, we get the base hit to left, and, Bobby's had some great decisions over there, all year, and being aggressive. And then Tatis just heads up. Like, not only are you running fast, but your eyes are up. And, soon as you see the ball get by, before a coach can say, go, 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 they've already got two steps. And that's, that's great. And obviously Mateo stealing third there, to start the inning. And that's after we already got busted with an inside move that they, haven't shown, hadn't done all year. And we are, we're going to play fearless. We're not going to stop being aggressive. We're not afraid to get thrown out. And so that's what I love. The way the guys are busting it, the way they run the bases, the at-bats, the defense, the pitching, it's exciting baseball, and it's guys pulling for one another, playing with energy.
Was it significant today to see Lamet go three innings?
No, I think the most important thing was just how sharp he was the entire time. So we don't have, hey, you've got to do, three innings and it's got to be this. It's more of a feel thing right now. For him to, his stuff was really good. Fastball slider was good. He actually threw a changeup or two tonight. I think that's what he gave up the hit on. To right field. But for him to maintain his stuff tonight and stay sharp, and he came out feeling really good. A very, very positive outing. We'll see how he feels tomorrow and the following day. But I do. I think it was a significant step forward for him, and hopefully he continues to build confidence going forward.
Just saw a stat that you guys have the best winning percentage in all of baseball. I think you're tied with Boston for the most wins. Like, is that just meaning? I know it's May, but is it meaningful for you, especially considering that you guys have been dealt some lumps along the way?
It's May. It's more important the way that we're playing. We're pitching, we're playing defense, we're running the bases well, and we're not punching. And we're battling, playing with energy, all those things. You do those things, you've got a great chance of winning games. And so it's a byproduct of playing, good, solid, winning baseball. So I still think we are going to be, I know we're a good team that continues to improve throughout the summer. That's our goal. It's not to play our best version of our baseball right now. We want to continue to build on what we're doing. We want to continue to improve.
Last one from me. I know you talked about Tatis leading off in that cleanup spot. Are you liking what you're seeing there from him? He seems like he's been doing that.
I'm loving what I'm seeing. Just how under control he is at the plate. Love what he's doing defensively. Love what he's doing on the bases. Love the smile. Love the way he's communicating with his teammates. Love his leadership. Just battling, grabbing an extra 90 feet throughout the night. I'm loving a lot of things, what I'm seeing right now.
Thank you, Jace.
That was Jace Tingler post-game with the media after a 6-4 Padres win, the eighth win in a row. So Jace Tingler is feeling really good about himself right now and about his team, and he should. He definitely should. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show on 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to some of your guys' tweets. I'm going to get to those a little bit later, at Matt Scraby. Thank you to everyone who's still holding on the phones, 833-288-0973. But first, let's go and talk with Coach John Quintero. He is weekdays here on the station, noon to 3. And Coach, I mean, 8 wins, 11 of their last 12. They're leading baseball now in the record department. They're leading the National League West. I guess this is what we all expected at this point in the season, right?
Well, I don't know about this point in the season, Maddie, but I can tell you this ball club doing some really great things. And considering, you know, they had guys out there for a significant part of the time, and, you know, Grisham wasn't in the lineup tonight. Manny's missed the last two ball games. You also have had the situation with Will Myers being out, and hopefully, you know, Will will be, you know, maybe back tomorrow or maybe Monday in Milwaukee. I mean, it's been great. And I got to tell you a couple of things I wanted to bring up tonight. I want to start with Tommy Pham, first of all, because, you know, it's easy, and I know on the talk shows he's been getting killed by the fans, and everybody's been asking me, you know, how much longer the Padres going to give, and I said, well, you got to give them at least to the end of the month, if not, you know, give them that long road trip they're going to be going on, starting Monday with 4 games in Milwaukee, and then they move over to Houston and finish up in Chicago at Wrigley Field. But, you know, Tommy Pham walked 4 times tonight. He was 0-for-1, had 4 walks, scored a run. You know, he's struggling average-wise, hitting .193. But you know that his on-base percentage is .347. And if you went back to the Padre Ball Club in 2018, that's what led the that would have led the Padre Ball Club in on-base percentage. So,
wow.
You know, the other thing I wanted to bring up was about Jace Tingler. I think the lineup, and I know a lot of people tonight when they saw this lineup, especially with Tommy Pham leading off, and said, what is Tingler doing? Well, I'm going to tell you what he was doing. He's made some very, very interesting lineups the last couple of days. And this one tonight, I think, really benefited two ball players. I think it benefited Tommy Pham a great deal because you put him in the leadoff spot with as hot as some of these guys have been behind him, guys like Cronenworth and Tatis. And Jake had a tough night tonight. I mean, he ended up going 0-for-5 with 3 punch-outs, but nonetheless, you have Pham up there. You're going to get more fastballs because guys are going to challenge you because they don't want to walk you, which they ended up doing tonight because he's got a pretty good eye, and he's always had a good eye. And then Profar, who's had a really difficult time this year, Matt, swinging the bat from the right-handed side of the plate, they put him, you know, in front of Cronenworth, who's been red hot. Now, obviously, Jake wasn't red hot tonight, but, you know, going in, you know, he had a big ball game last night and been on a real roll the last week or so. And it gave Profar an opportunity to see some better pitchers tonight, and he got 2 hits right-handed, so maybe that'll get him jump-started. But I thought the 2 guys he put at the top of the lineup tonight, there was a plan in place, and I think the plan worked very, very well for Jace Tingler tonight.
Yeah, you could say that again, Coach. What did you think of Denelson Lamet? Do you think that he is? Do you think that they have used him enough to get him back ready to start? Because he looked awesome tonight. 5 strikeouts, 3 innings. He didn't give up much of anything. He had 41 pitches, 31 of those for strikes. It looks like he's ready to go at the starter role.
Well, not only that, he looked free and easy out there to me, and that's the first thing I was looking for tonight. I thought he looked fantastic, and, you know, I don't know what the game plan is. I haven't really this has been one of the more bizarre things, to be honest with you, I've ever seen with a Major League pitching staff and with one player. I mean, you're carrying this guy on the roster. He pitches, you know, 2 innings a week, basically,
yeah.
And then you really don't know when he's going to pitch again. But tonight, I mean, now, tonight, I actually started to see some things happen that, you know, I think the Padres, you know, going on this, you know, 20 games in 20 days, and then they get an off day and they go right back at it. I could see them going to that 6-man rotation and giving him an opportunity. He may not be able to go, you know, 5 the first time out or not, but he obviously can go 3 and be pretty strong, probably get a 4th out of him. But again, they're going to have to wait and see, Matt, and see how he feels tomorrow and on Monday as well. And then I think we're going to have a little bit better game plan. But he looked fantastic tonight. And Craig Stammen came in, you know, he was wedged in there in between Weathers, who, and I didn't think Ryan had his great stuff tonight. I think he was very fortunate to get out of that first inning tonight without giving up a run. Tommy Pham made that great diving catch to start the game against Jared Kelenic, and then Haniger was on first, and he wasn't paying attention, and Weathers picked him off. So, you know, there could have been some tough pitches to have to be made in that first inning, but, you know, he ended up having runners, I believe, on second and third, and he got out of it. But Ryan didn't have his great stuff, but you know what? I thought he ended up pitching pretty well tonight. The numbers showed that. Stamming that one inning, two punch outs, and I got the win. Dropped his ERA down to 1.69. So, you know, there are a lot of positives right now with this ball club. And, you know, you can always sit back, win or lose, and, well, you could have done this or you could have done that. Padres are making a lot of hustle plays, and I really like what Jace was talking about with Tatis, hustling on the bases. But you know what? Everyone, Mateo tonight, I know he probably should have caught that fly ball, but he hasn't played a whole lot of center field, and that ball was slicing away with a left-hand hitter who hit it. But, you know, Mateo got his one hit tonight, stole third base, ended up coming home on a bad throw. And like we always say, speed never goes into a slump. Speed can show up to the ballpark each and every night, and that's why the Padres right now are putting a lot of pitchers and catchers on notice, and infielders as well. They better keep their head up, or the Padres are going to be running, and they're not going to stop running.
Yeah, that's 100%. What do you think about all the different time? What do you think about them being so aggressive going from second to third? Because we've seen it a couple times this year, and it hasn't really. I mean, it did bite them when Trent Grisham was called out when Manny Machado was at the plate, but we've seen them try to steal third many times. Are you a fan of that?
Well, I'm a fan of it in the right situation. You go back to that day at Coors Field in Colorado. That was the wrong time to steal it for two reasons. Number one, he got thrown out. That ends the inning. Number two, it was a double steal, so that's going to leave first base open. So you're going to take the bat out of Manny Machado's hands. I'm not taking the bat out of my own teammate's hands. I mean, it was bad. If you make it, it's bad. And if you're thrown out, it's even worse because it's the end of the inning.
Yes, absolutely. Coach, is there anything else left on your mind tonight that you want to get in here before we let you go?
I want to mention Joe Musgrove coming off the bench tonight, laying down a nice sacrifice bunt. Hopefully some of the other pitchers on that Padres staff took notice and will maybe work a little bit harder at it. I know Joe was a pretty good hitter out there at Grossmont High School, and he likes to swing the bat. He's got a passion to want to swing the bat. But, you know, little things like that help. And especially as you get deeper into the year and maybe a starter doesn't go deep and you don't want to empty your bench in the, you know, the sixth or seventh inning, you want to keep your key guys on the bench, you know, for later in the ball game in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, or possibly extra innings. Those pitchers, they need to work harder at that. I mean, they should take pride in it more than anything else. I mean, they got to figure out how to get it done. And, you know, I know they don't put a lot of time into swinging the bat, but you know what? You can really help the ball club. You can help yourself stay into a ball game. You know, sometimes there may be in the fifth or sixth inning where your pitch count isn't real high, yet you're down a run, and if you may be able to lay down a bunt and have showed your manager you've been able to get this job done, then he might forego the pinch hitter and let you have that opportunity. But you got to earn that opportunity through hard work and getting it done when the lights are on and people are in the stands. And that's the other thing I'm happy about. Think about this, Matt. June 17th, they can sell that ballpark out against the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying it during the highlights. There was one play where it sounded like it was a full stadium, and there's only 15,000 people there. I can't imagine what it's going to sound like when they're packing the entire stadium. So that's exciting stuff coming up for Padres fans.
Absolutely, and congratulations to Mark Melanson, another outstanding effort tonight. I mean, he had that cut fastball. He ended up striking out Lewis on a knuckle curve. He had it all working tonight. Good job by the Shark.
Yeah, I love the Shark. All right, Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight on the postgame show. You'll be back on tomorrow, hopefully after another Padres sweep.
Hey, Matt, think about this. They're 8 in a row. You mentioned 11 out of 12. I'm so excited. Now I'm going to go to bed with a smile on my face. But the Padres, 8-0 on this homestand. They've got an opportunity tomorrow to go 9-0 on this homestand before they go out on that long, lengthy, very difficult road trip, I might add.
Yeah, stacking wins when they absolutely can do it right now against some of the teams that are a little bit of a lesser competition. But that's what you need to do. You need to win when you are supposed to win. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Thanks so much, Coach.
Hey, keep the ball rolling, my friend. Good win tonight by the Friars.
Yes, absolutely. That was Coach John Quintera. He joins us on every post-game show here on 97.3 The Fan. And you can listen to him noon to 3 weekdays during baseball season, actually during the full entire year. So thanks again to Coach. All right, I am going to go to the phone lines for Kathy because Kathy is one of my favorite callers and one of my favorite people to talk to. She's been waiting a long time. How are you doing, Kathy? What's going on?
Well, my day started off bad because I left Los Angeles at 10:30 and got here about 4:30 because of that close down at 15.
Oh, yeah.
But being at the game tonight, I made it worth it, dude. It was so awesome being there, seeing that when they walked Tatis to get to Haas. I was like, dude, just make him regret it. And he did.
He did. And Hosmer's kind of your guy because I know that you've said on Gwynn and Chris that you came from KC and you followed him at KC and then he came over here to the Padres. So you were in the stadium watching him do what he needs to do.
Exactly. I mean, I grew up in San Diego, and when I graduated from school for this in 94, I moved to Kansas City. So, you know, back then you can't watch out-of-market games.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I became a Royals fan and watched him come up in 2011. But it's this whole season, and last season and this season's reminded me of the 14-15 Royals and what they did and the fun that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And the atmosphere being in that stadium tonight, like you said, just the noise, it was just so fun to watch it and to see everybody just having an awesome time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm going to have to get down there.
Tomorrow. Yes, you do. And Darvish is pitching tomorrow, so I've got high hopes for the ninth win in a row and a sweep of the homestand and being two games. Well, probably not two games first because the Dodgers might take over.
No, let's not say that.
Yeah, hopefully the Giants will win, but oh my God, this has like been so incredible.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Kathy. As always, it's pretty incredible for Padres fans right now, and it's pretty incredible for everyone who's able to get out and about and into the stadium and just what everybody's been through this past couple, you know, maybe year and a half. It just seems like everybody's having a good time, and they're able to come out and watch a great Padres team this year. So appreciate the phone call, Kathy. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. But in the meantime, we're going to head to break on the other side. At some point we're gonna hear from Ryan Weathers, and we're also going to give you the play of the game. So that's all ahead. I'm gonna read some tweets. Good stuff. The Padres win 6-4 over the Mariners. They have won 8 straight. They have also won 11 out of their last 12. And if you didn't hear me earlier, the Padres are now the leading all of baseball record-wise. They are 29-17, which takes them to a 63% winning percentage. So great stuff. Great stuff for everyone involved. Great stuff for Padres fans and great stuff for us here at 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back in a couple minutes and we will hear from Ryan Weathers. Matt Scraby with you on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
And I am Matt Scraby with you here on the Padres postgame show after a Mariners loss. I was almost about to say that they won because they didn't win. The Padres won 6-4 and they have won now 8 straight, looking to close out the homestand sweep tomorrow with a 9th straight win. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Padres did something like that, and I'm sure that someone out there on the stat world will be able to fill us in, but we will check on. I'm going to try to check on that by the end of the postgame show. I'm not sure if I'm going to get that, but I'm going to at least do my best. So right now, though, we do need to name our play of the game.
What was the turning point in today's game? Let's take a listen to the bold play of the game presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bold, public, packed with lemonade flavor.
Bases loaded, two down. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Haas. Here's the pitch and a liner into left field for a base hit. Pham has come in to score. Profar behind him. Kelnick's throw will roll behind the plate. Now it gets away. Tatis going to try and score. The throw, not in time. All 3 runs come in. The throw gets away again. And now Hosmer down to third base. A 2-run double and 2 errors. And now a 5-1 Padre lead in the fifth.
And that was, I said it in the highlight section, Eric Hosmer must have taken that personally because I can't imagine walking I mean, yes, I can't imagine walking Fernando Tatis Jr. It just seems like the smart play. But then you got Eric Hosmer right behind him, so it's not very... It doesn't probably feel good if you're the manager of the Mariners, Scott Servais, knowing that you're passing on Tatis just to get another guy up there that can hit really well and hit well with runners in scoring position in Eric Hosmer. So that was our play of the game. Before we get to Ryan Weathers, I want to read a few tweets from at I can't say that name. Never mind. I'm not going to say that name because I don't know if that's a bad word or not. But anyway, they say... where did it go? This is embarrassing. Okay, here we go. Matt Scraby, best record in Major League Baseball. Finally got ahead of the Giants. Good thing we played three subpar teams in a row. Hopefully we have our ducks in a row for the Brewers. So that came from at Marty underscore blood at Padres underscore old fart fan. they say that they live in Idaho Falls, and they say they tweeted me, I wear my Padres cap all the time. This year here in Idaho Falls, I get comments all the time. Many years ago, Idaho Falls was a Padres major league team, and there are still fans here, so good stuff there. Also, at Brandon Evans 619 sent me a sweet picture of Tommy Pham in honor of him getting the golden eye, is what we're calling it, the four walks in the game instead of the golden sombrero, which is four strikeouts. You get a golden eye is what the guys on the broadcast came up with, and it's Tommy Pham on the golden eye movie poster for the James Bond. So very good tweet, Brandon Evans 619. And if you want to tweet me, at Matt Scraby. But until then, hold on. I got, someone found the last time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand. Just came in on Twitter from at Dr. underscore Phil underscore good. The last time and only time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand was May 15th through the 24th, 2009. So it's been 12 years. If I did my math correctly there. So right in the same time period too. Kind of crazy. Thank you, Philip, for sending me that right now so that I can relay that to everyone. Appreciate the stat finding. All right, let's go in hear from Ryan Weathers. He talked to the media after the game.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Arm felt good. Obviously wish I could have some pitches back. Just making a couple little tweaks and then, you know, hopefully get back on the right page. Was proud of limiting damage. Obviously had a lot of runners on and just kind of out there, just kind of in survival mode, just trying to limit the damage and keep the team in the game to win.
Overall, you've just been doing really well your first full season here in the big leagues. What do you think overall, especially coming back from the issue that you had with your arm earlier and just building back up again?
Feels really good. Just had a little bug there, but you know, hope getting back on the right track and getting back to normal. And tonight I felt really good and felt normal. Just some of the stuff wasn't there, but overall, a very positive outing.
We see you around a lot of the veteran pitchers a lot. How much throughout the season is it helping to lean on them and learn from them?
A lot. You know, obviously I get to talk to Snell, Musgrove, Darvish, and all those guys. You know, they're willing to help me out anytime I need to. And talk about anything and talk about pitching, just anything in general. And they've been a really big help for me.
This is just a curiosity thing for me, but like when you have a dad who's pitched for as long as he has, is he your first go-to when it comes to things, or do you lean on some guys in the clubhouse first sometimes?
You know, I just kind of get, you know, just kind of ask questions around to everybody. Obviously with my dad, I trust him a lot. He's played the game for a long time. But baseball has also changed from when he played, and so just kind of lean on some of the guys now with the new wave of baseball, and just any way I can get help, I'm all for it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Kevin.
Hey, Ryan. What did you see on the pickoff? Because that was a different move than your other two had been.
You know, sometimes teams would kind of try to look in from first base at the catcher's signals. And just kind of out of my peripheral, I could see him kind of looking in and just saw an opportunity to do a snap throw there, and it worked out well.
How long – I mean, I imagine 3 years ago when you were pitching in high school, you would pick off a lot of guys. I mean, how long has that been such a weapon of yours that you're so confident in?
You know, obviously any way you control the game, controlling the running game is a big aspect of pitching. And, you know, if I can get one good move in there, you know, I can shut down the run game for a little bit. But anyway, I can keep runners occupied to one base and only go base to base is
That was Ryan Weathers with the media earlier today. And number one, love the Tennessee accent that he's got going on there. And number two, you just heard Kevin Acey say it. He said that Ryan Weathers was in high school 3 years ago. I can't believe that. I mean, I graduated high school in 2003. And I just can't imagine being a guy who pitches in high school and then 3 years later you're pitching on the biggest stage starting games for the best team in baseball. So all great stuff there from Ryan Weathers. He pitched very well tonight, as well as all the other pitchers for the Padres. So just commenting real quick on that stat about the last Padres 9-game homestand sweep, May 15th through 24th, 2009, at Asada Fry 619, which honestly I might have to go get some of those on the way home. They say the days of dumpster diving have gone away with some real owners. So very excited Padres fans out there. If you want to tweet me, you can at Matt Scraby. But until then, we are going to head to break. I need to name the player of the game. We're going to check on some scores, and there is no home runs tonight, but we will tell you how many home runs the Padres have hit on the season so far. That's all next after the break. The Padres win 6-4 over the Mariners. They've won 8 straight. They have won 11 of their last 12. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the postgame show. Back in a few minutes.
This is Jesse Agler. You're listening to the Padre postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Jesse. I am Matt Scraby. This is, as you know, the Padres postgame show after a Padres 6-4 win over the Mariners. We are going to go and update some scores a little bit later, but it's time. I haven't done this yet. I haven't named this specific player for an award, and he earned it. So let's get into it.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
Here's the 0-2 from Weathers. That's lifted in the air out to shallow left center field. Long run. Both guys. Pham coming on. He slides forward and he makes the catch. Gonna hang a star for Tommy Pham.
Yes. Tommy Pham is going to get the player of the game. Number one, he got the golden eye, which is now our new name for 4 walks in the game. And he made that catch to start the game. So very good night for Tommy Pham. I don't care if you don't like it. He deserves it. So we're going to give it to him. He is the player of the game. Good for you, Tommy Pham. Hopefully you are able to get going after tonight's 4 walk game. All right, let's talk about what's happening around baseball.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
By the way, I'm starving, so OG's sounds really, really good right now. I just gotta say. If you're listening, OG's, no, I'm just kidding. There's only one game right now happening in baseball, and that is the A's and the Angels in the bottom of the 8th inning. The A's are leading 6-1. Shohei Ohtani is up to bat. He just hit a long fly ball, and he will end up scoring someone. I don't know who it was, but that was all live. Shohei Ohtani gets a triple right here as soon as we talk about it. Pretty crazy. The rest of the games are finals tonight. The Yankees beat the White Sox 7-0. Garrett Cole moves to 6-2 on the year. His ERA is now down to 1.81. We talked about it earlier. The Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 7-6. Madison Bumgarner took the loss there. The Nationals beat the Orioles 12-9. Brad Hand gets a 6th save on the year. And Daniel Hudson moves to 3-0. His ERA is 1.13. The Astros were in Dallas, or I guess Arlington area, to take on the Rangers. Rangers beat the Astros, though, 8-4. Astros will be seeing the Padres here, I believe, starting on Friday. The Tigers have put some wins together, but they did lose tonight to the Royals 7-5 in Kansas City. In 10 innings, the Indians beat the Twins 5-3. After the drubbing last night, the Braves gave the Pirates could only muster 1 run, but the Braves put up 6, so they win 6-1. It's pretty strange. I was looking at the stats. The Braves have hit 75 home runs this season, but they're only 22-24 on the year. I mean, they're one of the best hitting teams in baseball. I guess their pitching is not keeping up. The Marlins were home to the Mets, and they won 3-1. The Reds lost to the Brewers at home 4-3. And this is the big one. The Dodgers beat the Giants 6-3. Dodgers moved to 28-18. The Giants are 28-18. So big game tomorrow between the Dodgers and the Giants. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1. The Red Sox moved to 29-18 on the year with a 4-3 win over the Phillies. The Rays beat the Blue Jays of Florida 3-1. And as you know, the Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. So that is what happened around baseball. Now let's find out how many home runs we have tallied up for this year.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
The no home runs tonight for the Padres, but they have 45 on the year. So 45 home runs is actually near a little bit near the bottom, or the middle, I should say. Middle-ish bottom is what I'll agree on. In my own head, I guess. But the Padres have 45 home runs on the year, so we'll look to update that tally tomorrow. We are going to be naming our relief pitcher of the game in the next segment, and it's going to be someone that you probably know who I'm going to choose, but I don't know that I'll ever be able to put him in this title, so why not? I like to be a little bit different. I like to do things first times on the post-game show, so we'll do that when we get back, and we'll talk about tomorrow's game. We'll also give you the final totals from tonight's game. But until then, the Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. They've won 8 straight, 11 out of their last 12, and they now hold the best winning percentage in all of baseball. So if you're a Padres fan, you are pumped up, and you deserve to be pumped up. So I am Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show on 97.3 The Fan, and we'll be back here in a few minutes to wrap it all up.
This is Blake Snell from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show. Padres win 6-4. We are wrapping everything up tonight on a very good night for Padres fans, leading all of baseball in win percentage, leading the National League West, and we're going to name the...
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tony Gwynn Jr. from Gwynn and Chris. You're listening to the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
And I am Matt Scraby with you here on the Padres postgame show after a Mariners loss. I don't know why I was almost about to say that they won, because they didn't win. The Padres won 6-4, and they have won now 8 straight, looking to close out the homestand sweep tomorrow with a 9th straight win. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Padres did something like that, and I'm sure that someone out there on the stat world will be able to fill us in, but we will check on... I'm going to try to check on that by the end of the postgame show. I'm not sure if I'm going to get that, but I'm going to at least do my best. So right now, though, we do need to name our play of the game.
What was the turning point in today's game? Let's take a listen to the bold play of the game, presented by Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. Bold, bubbly, packed with lemonade flavor.
Bases loaded, 2 down. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Haas. Here's the pitch and a liner into left field for a base hit. Pham has come in to score. Profar behind him. Kelnick's throw will roll behind the plate. Now it gets away. Tatis going to try and score. The throw, not in time. All 3 runs come in. The throw gets away again. And now Hosmer down to third base. A 2-run double and 2 errors. And now a 5-1 Padre lead in the 5th.
And that was, I said it in the highlight section, Eric Hosmer must have taken that personally, because I can't imagine walking. I mean, yes, I can't imagine walking Fernando Tatis Jr. It just seems like the smart play. But then you got Eric Hosmer right behind him. So it's not very, it doesn't probably feel good if you're the manager of the Mariners, Scott Servais, knowing that you're passing on Tatis just to get another guy up there that can hit really well and hit well with runners in scoring position in Eric Hosmer. So that was our play of the game. Before we get to Ryan Weathers, I want to read a few tweets from at I can't say that name. Never mind. I'm not going to say that name because I don't know if that's a bad word or not. But anyway, they say, Where did it go? This is embarrassing. Okay, here we go. Matt Scraby, best record in Major League Baseball. Finally got ahead of the Giants. Good thing we played three subpar teams in a row. Hopefully we have our ducks in a row for the Brewers. So that came from at Marty underscore blood at Padres underscore old fart fan. They say that they live in Idaho Falls, and they say, they tweeted me, I wear my Padres cap all the time. This year here in Idaho Falls, I get comments all the time. Many years ago, Idaho Falls was a Padres major league team, and there are still fans here, so good stuff there. Also, at Brandon Evans 619 sent me a sweet picture of Tommy Pham in honor of him getting the golden eye, is what we're calling it, the four walks in the game instead of the golden sombrero, which is four strikeouts. You get a golden eye is what the guys on the broadcast came up with, and it's Tommy Pham on the golden eye movie poster for the James Bond. So very good tweet, Brandon Evans 619. And if you want to tweet me, at Matt Scraby. But until then, hold on. I got, someone found the last time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand. Just came in on Twitter from at Dr. underscore Phil underscore good. The last time and only time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand was May 15th through the 24th, 2009. So it's been 12 years. If I did my math correctly there. So right in the same time period, too. Kind of crazy. Thank you, Philip, for sending me that right now so that I can relay that to everyone. Appreciate the stat finding. All right, let's go and hear from Ryan Weathers. He talked to the media after the game.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Arm felt good. Obviously, wish I could have some pitches back. Making a couple little tweaks and then, you know, hopefully get back on the right page. Was proud of limiting damage. Obviously had a lot of runners on and just kind of out there, just kind of in survival mode, just trying to limit the damage and keep the team in the game to win.
Overall, you've just been doing really well your first full season here in the big leagues. What do you think overall, especially coming back from the issue that you had with your arm earlier and just building back up again?
Feels really good. Just had a little bug there, but you know, hope getting back on the right track and getting back to normal. And tonight I felt really good and felt normal. Just some of the stuff wasn't there, but overall, a very positive outing.
We see you around a lot of the veteran pitchers a lot. How much throughout the season is it helping to lean on them and learn from them?
A lot. You know, obviously I get to talk to Snell, Musgrove, Darvish, and all those guys. You know, they're willing to help me out anytime I need to. And talk about anything and talk about pitching, just anything in general. And they've been a really big help for me.
This is just a curiosity thing for me, but like when you have a dad who's pitched for as long as he has, is he your first go-to when it comes to things, or do you lean on some guys in the clubhouse first sometimes?
You know, I just kind of get, you know, just kind of ask questions around to everybody. Obviously with my dad, I trust him a lot. He's played the game for a long time. But baseball has also changed from when he played, and so just kind of lean on some of the guys now with the new wave of baseball, and just any way I can get help, I'm all for it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Kevin.
Hey, Ryan. What did you see on the pickoff? Because that was a different move than your other two had been.
You know, sometimes teams would kind of try to look in from first base at the catcher's signals. And just kind of out of my peripheral, I could see him kind of looking in and just saw an opportunity to do a snap throw there, and it worked out well.
How long – I mean, I imagine 3 years ago when you were pitching in high school, you would pick off a lot of guys. I mean, how long has that been such a weapon of yours that you're so confident in?
You know, obviously any way you control the game, controlling the running game is a big aspect of pitching. And, you know, if I can get one good move in there, you know, I can shut down the run game for a little bit. But anyway, I can keep runners occupied to one base and only go base to base is.
That was Ryan Weathers with the media earlier today. And number one, love the Tennessee accent that he's got going on there. And number two, you just heard Kevin Acey say it. He said that Ryan Weathers was in high school 3 years ago. I can't believe that. I mean, I graduated high school in 2003, and I just can't imagine being a guy who pitches in high school and then 3 years later you're pitching on the biggest stage starting games for the best team in baseball. So all great stuff there from Ryan Weathers. He pitched very well tonight, as well as all the other pitchers for the Padres. So just commenting real quick on that stat about the last Padres 9-game homestand sweep, May 15th through 24th, 2009, at AsadaFries 619, which honestly I might have to go get some of those on the way home. They say the days of dumpster diving have gone away with some real owners. So very excited Padres fans out there. If you want to tweet me, you can at Matt Scraby. But until then, we are going to head to break. I need to name the player of the game. We're going to check on some scores, and there is no home runs tonight, but we will tell you how many home runs the Padres have hit on the season so far. That's all next. After the break, the Padres win 6-4 over the Mariners. They've won 8 straight. They have won 11 of their last 12. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the postgame show. Back in a few minutes.
This is Jesse Agler. You're listening to the Padre postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you, Jesse. I am Matt Scraby. This is, as you know, the Padres postgame show after a Padres 6-4 win over the Mariners. We are going to go and update some scores a little bit later, but it's time. I haven't done this yet. I haven't named this specific player for an award, and he earned it. So let's get into it.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
Here's the 0-2 from Weathers. That's lifted in the air out to shallow left center field. Long run. Both guys. Pham coming on. He slides forward and he makes the catch. Going to hang a star for Tommy Pham.
Yes. Tommy Pham is going to get the player of the game. Number one, he got the Golden Eye, which is now our new name for 4 walks in a game. And he made that catch to start the game. So very good night for Tommy Pham. I don't care if you don't like it. He deserves it. So we're going to give it to him. He is the player of the game. Good for you, Tommy Pham. Hopefully you are able to get going after tonight's 4 walk game. All right, let's talk about what's happening around baseball.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
By the way, I'm starving, so OG's sounds really, really good right now. I just gotta say. If you're listening, OG's, no, I'm just kidding. There's only one game right now happening in baseball, and that is the A's and the Angels in the bottom of the 8th inning. The A's are leading 6-1. Shohei Ohtani is up to bat. He just hit a long fly ball, and he will end up scoring someone. I don't know who it was, but that was all live. Shohei Ohtani gets a triple right here as soon as we talk about it. Pretty crazy. The rest of the games are finals tonight. The Yankees beat the White Sox 7-0. Garrett Cole moves to 6-2 on the year. His ERA is now down to 1.81. We talked about it earlier. The Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 7-6. Madison Bumgarner took the loss there. The Nationals beat the Orioles 12-9. Brad Hand gets a 6th save on the year. And Daniel Hudson moves to 3-0. His ERA is 1.13. Well, the Astros were in Dallas, or I guess Arlington area, to take on the Rangers. Rangers beat the Astros, though, 8-4. Astros will be seeing the Padres here, I believe, starting on Friday. The Tigers have put some wins together, but they did lose tonight to the Royals 7-5 in Kansas City. In 10 innings, the Indians beat the Twins 5-3. After the drubbing last night, the Braves gave the Pirates. The Pirates could only muster 1 run, but the Braves put up 6, so they win 6-1. It's pretty strange. I was looking at the stats. The Braves have hit 75 home runs this season, but they're only 22-24 on the year. I mean, they're one of the best hitting teams in baseball. I guess their pitching is not keeping up. The Marlins were home to the Mets, and they won 3-1. The Reds lost to the Brewers at home 4-3. And this is the big one. The Dodgers beat the Giants 6-3. Dodgers moved to 28-18. The Giants are 28-18. So big game tomorrow between the Dodgers and the Giants. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1. The Red Sox moved to 29-18 on the year with a 4-3 win over the Phillies. The Rays beat the Blue Jays of Florida 3-1. And as you know, the Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. So that is what happened around baseball. Now let's find out how many home runs we have tallied up for this year.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
The no home runs tonight for the Padres, but they have 45 on the year. So 45 home runs is actually near a little bit near the bottom, or the middle, I should say. Middle-ish bottom is what I'll agree on in my own head, I guess. But the Padres have 45 home runs on the year, so we'll look to update that tally tomorrow. We are going to be naming our relief pitcher of the game in the next segment, and it's going to be someone that you probably know who I'm going to choose, but I don't know that I'll ever be able to put him in this title, so why not? I like to be a little bit different. I like to do things first times on the post-game show, so we'll do that when we get back, and we'll talk about tomorrow's game. We'll also give you the final totals from tonight's game, but until then, the Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. They've won 8 straight, 11 out of their last 12, and they now hold the best winning percentage in all of baseball. So if you're a Padres fan, you are pumped up, and you deserve to be pumped up. So I am Matt Scraby. This is the Padres post-game show on 97.3 The Fan, and we'll be back here in a few minutes to wrap it all up.
This is Blake Snell from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show. Padres win 6-4. We are wrapping everything up tonight on a very good night for Padres fans, leading all of baseball in win percentage, leading the National League West, and we're going to name the relief pitcher of the game for the first time, maybe, and the only time all season.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Well, we could say Craig Stammen is the pitcher of the game, but he got his award with a win in the stat column. So we're going to pass on him for tonight because he has many other times he will be up for the relief pitcher of the game. But tonight we're going to go with Denelson Lamet. He went 3 innings. He only gave up 2 hits. He gave up an unearned run, and he struck out 5 on 41 pitches, 31 of those for strikes. So Denelson Lamet looked as good as we have seen him in the last, at least since the end of last season. I mean, he has looked pretty, it's looked different for him coming out of the bullpen, but he's looked great coming out of the bullpen, working towards being a starter. So it's great to see Denelson Lamet feeling good, looking good, looking loose, as coach said earlier, and he's going to be our relief pitcher of the game. All right, final totals for tonight. The Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. The Padres scored 6 runs on 8 hits. They had 1 error. The Mariners scored 4 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors. Craig Stammen gets the win. He moves to 3-1. Justice Sheffield gets the loss for the Mariners. He moves to 3-4 on the year. Mark Melancon ends up with his 16th save in 16 tries tonight after replacing Austin Adams in the 9th inning. Austin Adams went a third of an inning. Mark Melancon got the final 2 outs of the game to get the win for the Padres. The Padres, though, if there was one thing that we're going to have to complain about, it's their runners in scoring position batting one more time. They were 2-for-13 tonight. Not good, but I'm not going to harp on it because they won, and it's not that big of a deal when you win. Another good little note, the sacrifice bunt from Joe Musgrove was very vital to the Padres at that point in the game. Stolen bases, Jorge Mateo stole. He got his 2nd base stolen of the year. Profar got his 7th. Tatis Jr. got his 10th. But Profar was caught, and Tatis Jr. was caught stealing as well. The error for the Padres came on Mark Melancon's throw to first base at the end of the game. So he was charged with that error. And then Ryan Weathers had a pickoff earlier in the game, which he caught Haniger sleeping at first base. So once again, the Padres win 6-4. They've won 8 in a row. They moved to 29-17 on the year. They've won 11 out of their last 12. They're going for their final game of their homestand, their 9-game homestand. And thank you to Philip Goggin. I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. At @Dr_Phil_good. He says the last time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand was May 15th through the 24th in 2009. So big stuff happening tomorrow for the Padres. They are capable of doing something that hasn't happened in 12 years. And it doesn't get any easier for the Mariners tomorrow. The game starts at 1:10 p.m. for everyone. everybody who is planning on heading out to the game or watching the game or listening to the game. 1:10 p.m., Yu Darvish will get the ball for the Padres. He has been awesome all year. He's 4-1. He has a 1.81 ERA. He's got 69 strikeouts on the year. And he's coming off of a 7 scoreless inning, a 10 strikeout, no walk game against the Rockies earlier this week. The Padres have won 8 of his 9 starts, so that is good stuff. And on the other side, it was going to be Kikuchi for the Mariners, but he is feeling under the weather, so they scratched him, and Justin Dunn is going to be the starter for the Mariners. He's 1-2 on the year. 3.63 ERA, struck out 33. He's going to make his 8th start of the season, and he's going to do it on 4 days rest. Now, tomorrow, he's going to be doing it on a 4 days rest, and he's going to have a shorthanded bullpen as well because the bullpen was hit by some of the players having to go on the COVID IL for the Mariners, and they're going to have to hang out the Omni for the next 10 days, which isn't the worst thing in the world. Obviously, if they're sick, I don't want them to be sick and all that stuff, but hanging out the Omni would be kind of cool. So tomorrow, Yu Darvish takes the mound for the Padres. Justin Dunn takes the mound for the Mariners. The Padres looking to move to 30 wins on the year. They're looking to win 9 straight. They're looking to sweep their 9-game homes to 9-0 record. And I could keep saying that until I'm blue in the face, and it's not going to – Padres fans aren't going to get sick of it because it's been so long since something like this has happened, and you got to feel good for the team. So final thought here, Padres 6, Mariners 4, and they lead all of baseball. That is what I'll leave you with. Actually, what I'll leave you with is that they lead the National League West over the Giants and the Dodgers. And then they lead all of baseball in winning percentage. So good stuff there. Thanks so much to Brian Cohen for hanging out with me tonight and running the board, being the right-hand man. Thanks you to Adam Klug for the opportunity to do this. Thank you to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. for calling the game. Thank you to Dave Marcus for being Dave Marcus and being awesome and running the game on the Petco Park side. Thank you to Karen Cerulli as well for giving me the opportunity. Thanks to Coach for joining us and all of the callers and tweeters. You guys were awesome. You guys always helped me get through the post game show. So that is it for me. I am Matt Scraby, and the Padres win 6-4. We will be with you tomorrow. Pregame, 12:10 p.m. First pitch, 1:10 p.m. as they go for their 30th win on the year and their 9th win in a row. Good night, everybody.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Blake Snell from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show. Padres win 6-4. We are wrapping everything up tonight on a very good night for Padres fans, leading all of baseball in win percentage, leading the National League West, and we're going to name the relief pitcher of the game for the first time, maybe, and the only time all season.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Well, we could say Craig Stammen is the pitcher of the game, but he got his award with a win in the stat column. So we're going to pass on him for tonight because he has many other times he will be up for the relief pitcher of the game. But tonight we're going to go with Denelson Lamet. He went 3 innings. He only gave up 2 hits. He gave up an unearned run, and he struck out 5 on 41 pitches, 31 of those for strikes. So Denelson Lamet looked as good as we have seen him in the last – at least since the end of last season. I mean, he has looked pretty... It's looked different for him coming out of the bullpen, but he's looked great coming out of the bullpen, working towards being a starter. So it's great to see Denelson Lamet feeling good, looking loose, as Coach said earlier, and he's going to be our relief pitcher of the game. All right, final totals for tonight. The Padres beat the Mariners 6-4. The Padres scored 6 runs on 8 hits. They had 1 error. The Mariners scored 4 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors. Craig Stammen gets the win. He moves to 3-1. Justice Sheffield gets the loss for the Mariners. He moves to 3-4 on the year. Mark Melancon ends up with his 16th save in 16 tries tonight after replacing Austin Adams in the ninth inning. Austin Adams went a third of an inning. Mark Melancon got the final two outs of the game to get the win for the Padres. The Padres, though, if there was one thing that we're going to have to complain about, it's their runners in scoring position batting one more time. They were 2-for-13 tonight. Not good, but I'm not going to harp on it because they won, and it's not that big of a deal when you win. Another good little note, the sacrifice bunt from Joe Musgrove was very vital to the Padres at that point in the game. Stolen bases, Jorge Mateo stole. He got his second base stolen of the year. Profar got his seventh. Tatis Jr. got his 10th. But Profar was caught, and Tatis Jr. was caught stealing as well. The error for the Padres came on Mark Melanson's throw to first base at the end of the game. So he was charged with that error. And then Ryan Weathers had a pickoff earlier in the game, which he caught Haniger sleeping at first base. So once again, the Padres win 6-4. They've won 8 in a row. They moved to 29-17 on the year. They've won 11 out of their last 12. They're going for their final game of their homestand, their 9-game homestand. And thank you to Philip Goggin. I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. At Dr. Phil _good. He says the last time the Padres swept a 9-game homestand was May 15th through the 24th in 2009. So big stuff happening tomorrow for the Padres. They are capable of doing something that hasn't happened in 12 years. And it doesn't get any easier for the Mariners tomorrow. The game starts at 1:10 p.m. for everybody who is planning on heading out to the game or watching the game or listening to the game. 1:10 p.m., Yu Darvish will get the ball for the Padres. He has been awesome all year. He's 4-1. He has a 1.81 ERA. He's got 69 strikeouts on the year. And he's coming off of a 7 scoreless inning, a 10 strikeout, no walk game against the Rockies earlier this week. The Padres have won 8 of his 9 starts, so that is good stuff. And on the other side, it was going to be Kikuchi for the Mariners, but he is feeling under the weather, so they scratched him, and Justin Dunn is going to be the starter for the Mariners. He's 1-2 on the year. 3.63 ERA, struck out 33. He's going to make his 8th start of the season, and he's going to do it on 4 days rest. Now, tomorrow, he's going to be doing it on a 4 days rest, and he's going to have a shorthanded bullpen as well because the bullpen was hit by some of the players having to go on the COVID IL for the Mariners, and they're going to have to hang out at the Omni for the next 10 days, which isn't the worst thing in the world. Obviously, if they're sick, I don't want them to be sick and all that stuff, but hanging out at the Omni would be kind of cool. So tomorrow, Yu Darvish takes the mound for the Padres. Justin Dunn takes the mound for the Mariners. The Padres looking to move to 30 wins on the year. They're looking to win 9 straight. They're looking to sweep their 9-game homes, the 9-0 record. And I could keep saying that until I'm blue in the face, and it's not going to – Padres fans aren't going to get sick of it because it's been so long since something like this has happened, and you got to feel good for the team. So final thought here, Padres 6, Mariners 4, and they lead all of baseball. That is what I'll leave you with. Actually, what I'll leave you with is that they lead the National League West over the Giants and the Dodgers. And then they lead all of baseball in winning percentage. So good stuff there. Thanks so much to Brian Cohen for hanging out with me tonight and running the board, being the right-hand man. Thanks to you to Adam Klug for the opportunity to do this. Thank you to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. for calling the game. Thank you to Dave Marcus for being Dave Marcus and being awesome and running the game on the Petco Park side. Thank you to Karen Cerulli as well for giving me the opportunity. Thanks to Coach for joining us and all of the callers and tweeters. You guys were awesome. You guys always helped me get through the post game show. So that is it for me. I am Matt Scraby, and the Padres win 6-4. We will be with you tomorrow. Pregame, 12:10 p.m. First pitch, 1:10 p.m. as they go for their 30th win on the year and their 9th win in a row. Good night, everybody.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.